Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our weekly Talk Radio Review. An overview of what's going on with the News Talk Radio from the perspective of the folks that share the air with me every weekday. It's the DJV Group. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner are here with the stories. I think we have to start, ladies, with a discussion of COVID, the freedom from, well, is it freedom from? That's the question. Is it freedom from, freedom of, freedom for those who are vaccinated? There's still a lot of people who don't want to get the shots, but yet there's a lot of enhancement. The state of Ohio is offering $1 million in weekly prizes from their lottery in order to get the vaccine. And the feds are trying to get, what is it, 70% of the country vaccinated before the 4th of July? Is that the number?
One shot, yeah. 70% of Americans should have one of the jabs by July 4th.
But isn't the biggest thing this week the fact that those of us who are fully vaccinated don't have to wear masks anymore?
Yes.
And really,
that's the quote-unquote freedom that everybody's been waiting for, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what everybody's been, if you're an anti-vaxxer, anti-masker, whatever, you know, the people who have got the vaccine and are, in my opinion, doing the right thing by the public health, then, yeah, this is the reward that we were promised, and I'm really happy that it happened. It's just, you know,
a lot of people, not to, you know, my job is to poo all over it. but I think a lot of people say that this is where the messaging got bungled and that this is what it should have been all the time. That if you get vaccinated, you can wear the mask or you can get rid of the mask and you can go back to living a normal life. And I think what, for so many people, it's like, what took so long? And we remember when just a few weeks ago, Joe Biden and his administration were saying that the people in Texas who are removing a mandate of masks were Neanderthals. And so what changed? You know, and that's the question. And this is what's unfortunate, and it's happened on
both sides
of the aisle.
Well, that was unvaccinated. He didn't say Neanderthals. He said Neanderthal thinking. There is a difference.
Yeah,
but he said there is. No, but there is.
If Trump
said
not dragging knuckles, they're thinking like a kid.
He would parse it out if Trump had said something like that. So I'll take the other side. But yeah, he was talking. But that was aimed at unvaccinated people not wearing a mask. That is different. That's not what they're saying now. I do agree. I think the CDC has been playing catch up with
irregular,
the rest of it's been irregular, it's been all over the place. Yeah, and then it just seems like the rest of us are ahead, and then they catch up kind of. It's like California. They're trying to catch up now to how the rest of the country has been living. And, you know, if you're doing it the right way and you're getting vaccinated, then you should be. The reward is you go out and you live your life. You don't live and die by a mask anymore.
So, and I would think even more than the reward, because I think that is one element to human behavior, right? We want, if we do something, we want a reward. But I think what has been so ridiculous is trying to tell people the vaccine works, but then still having the images of Biden and everybody around him with the mask on, even though they've been vaccinated. And so when you're trying to tell people it works, then you have a lot of people who are skeptical going, well, if it works so well, why are you wearing a mask?
Right. And then, you know, my husband went to a Yankee game last week and he's fully vaccinated. He went with a buddy who's also fully vaccinated, and there they are sitting, the two of them together, spaced out, because, you know, they have the stadiums all spaced
out.
No one's allowed to remove their mask. They already had taken their temperature. They proved that they had their vaccine cards. It's like, okay, well, what's the point then?
I thought it was interesting as part of all of this coming back online, if you will, that Broadway tickets have gone on sale.
Yeah,
because they're going to
New York.
But they're not going to open to full capacity until September 14th.
Well, they're not opening at all until September 14th.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was
They
why aren't they opening until September? If all of this stuff, if movie theaters can open up,
because Broadway shows have so many moving parts, and there's unions involved. There's so much more involved to getting everybody back up and running. They have contracts that they have to renegotiate. It's a long process.
Get back into rehearsals.
Yeah.
I mean, everything fully shut down. There are,
It's not like a movie theater where you just turn on the projector or, you know, plug
but
in.
But you know what that speaks to? How we so overreacted to all of this. Everything that we've said so far in our opening remarks about COVID is a, in my mind, is a testament to being, to having these government agencies. Everybody says, well, we rely on their guidance, and they were unprepared. And they still really aren't with it, even though I guess it's easy to criticize because this was something they hadn't encountered before, or that's what they tell us. But yet, there have been plenty of COVID experiences in the last 9, 10, 12 years. There's been COVID stuff, not as serious
not to
as this
level, though.
But you know, it's still.
But in a densely as a New Yorker, I mean, as a in a densely populated city, the most densely populated in the country, stopping the spread of the virus was the only thing. That was the best thing we could do until a vaccine came along. So I know it's easy for someone in Massachusetts on a farm to say that it was an overreaction.
Well,
but
I just think the whole economy,
really,
looking at everything that sort of fell apart.
Well, that's very Monday morning quarterback. That's easy to say.
I would know. I said that at the beginning. I went back in March of last year. You listened to what I said. I said, "What are we doing? What are we? Why are
we
jumping off?"
But did it work? Yeah. I mean, this is the question. I mean, yes, New York shut down. Maybe they felt like that was their only choice. But did it work? I mean,
well, the
thousands and thousands of people died.
So, right.
In California,
and a lot more would have died.
I mean, I'll use my own point of reference. California, after it shut down, had the worst spike because they were sending people home. And people were not getting sick out. They were getting sick at home. So it was like, I mean, as much as we were locked down and locked down tight for a year, it was totally bungled because people still ended up dying. It was the wrong, in trying to save people, they actually ended up killing people.
Well, we still have a problem with teachers' unions in some of the big cities. Because the schools are not open and the unions are saying we're not going to go back to school, all these people should be fired. They just should.
You guys
all
remember? I saw the largest school union, the teachers' union. I think has already has pushed to open schools. I just saw that.
That
headline.
Was after they got some bad press this week. So the AFT is, I think, the second largest teachers'
American
union.
It was one of the big
Federation
ones.
Of
yeah,
teachers.
Yeah, and so they're the ones who were criticized, and so was the CDC because the CDC had said it was safe to open schools. The AFT gets involved. They send them a memo. They say, "Nope, not safe to. We're not sending anybody back to school." The CDC revises their guidelines. Using words verbatim from the teachers union. And so the CDC is being criticized because it's like, okay, are you guys following science or are you following political interests? And so that's been a criticism this week. The head of the AFT, I think her name is Randy Weingarten, she was on Fox News this week and she said, well, it's Donald Trump's fault that the schools haven't reopened.
Oh,
it's Fox News' fault that the schools haven't opened and we are not going to reopen. Well, she got so much heat for that interview.
That's a stupid
that
statement.
Come Thursday. But come Thursday, all of a sudden the AFT is like, well, maybe we were wrong. Maybe it is time to get back. It's like,
jeez.
Come on. I mean, everybody needs to just be a little more consistent. Try not to let politics infiltrate public health. But do you guys happen to remember, like, I don't know, I was probably going apoplectic about this a few months ago, where Gavin Newsom decided, because he was feeling the heat of the recall at the time, that he wanted to be able to tell people that that he got the schools back open again. And so to do that, he incentivized any school. They would get money from the state if they reopened, even if it was only for 1 minute. You remember that? And I was going nuts. I'm like, these schools could open for 1 minute. They're going to get millions of dollars from the government. Well, apparently that actually happened. And the San Francisco school district is now taking criticism. That was a story in California this week where they took $12 million from the government, and they only opened for 1 day of instruction.
Wow.
Instruction.
Closed down again.
Jeez.
All right, in a moment, we're going to find out. We're going to follow the number three item this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. The top 10 stories, we'll try to touch on as many of them as possible. The charts for the week of May 10th to the 14th in our focus here. From the DJV perspective, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here. I'm Doug Steffen at 15 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the winter time, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now. That's a great time to check it out too. It's toploss.com, T-O-P-L-O-S-S.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Lose the weight. Keep it on. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use that discount code DJV at checkout.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
17 after the hour. Okay, number three this week is the story of the Colonial Pipeline hack. And as a result of that, on the East Coast, gas went crazy. Virginia, folks are paying $7 a gallon. Yes,
what?
You heard that correctly.
No.
$7.
$7?
Because all the gas stations didn't have any gas. So,
yep.
Wow.
Supply and demand.
$7 a gallon. Thank you very much. And the guys got away with it. They paid, what, $5 million in crypto?
Isn't there a law against that? That price gouging? Right?
But it wasn't even, I mean, for them, right? It wasn't even gouging because there was no gasoline left in the state. So it wasn't even like, you know, like masks. Yeah. We said, you know, it, like people were like, oh, here's $1,200 for my little blue mask. Take it when the pandemic broke out. It's just, I mean, they had gas lines. They had stations shutting down. I mean, this was pretty much it.
Well, it's when you think about it, we're subject to, I guess that's the lesson of living in a society that's built on the profit motive, much as anything else.
The thing that stinks is that we were energy independent. Now it doesn't seem, now we're not headed in that direction. So
I think you're, exactly. Okay, so let's go back to number two here for a moment, which is about Liz Cheney. You want me to talk about her, or should you talk about her, Jennifer?
Oh, no, you love her, so go ahead.
haven't you talked enough about her this week?
By the way, I've done an unofficial scientific poll, and remember, like, everybody's like, oh, well, she's the one who's the lesbian daughter of Dick Cheney. My mom believes that, too. I believe
everyone
in the country does
everyone
really
think
Liz Cheney is.
Right. Right. I did. I fully did. I was like, well, you know, she's a lesbian. Nope. Wrong, sister.
Nope.
Well, maybe there's not much more to say about it. She
there's more than that. Go ahead, tell the story.
Yeah, no, the positions, you're number three in the leadership positions on the Republican side. And so they decided to oust her from that. And it looked like, at least from what I could see, even though I thought that was a waste of time, this woman, Stefanik, who's supposed to go into that position, looks like a ne'er-do-well. And Cheney's going to turn this around and eat some of the Republicans because they'll recreate, whether it's a third party or something. There are enough people who are Republicans or who used to be Republicans, I guess maybe I'm one of them, who are tired of the way things are going, the one-way thinking, it's our way or the highway. Maybe
didn't
that's the way.
Did she get a standing ovation? I know the headlines were all about her being booed when she gave that final speech, but she also got a standing ovation too from other people who still support.
Yeah, but the
problem.
So this is what is so wrong with the news headline. That speech she gave, there were only like three people in the chamber.
Yay!
It was, you know, they have no.
All right, what's trending?
Everyone's
up
on
next
you.
Here. It's 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now. This is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Courtesy of the folks that have the presence of mind Monday through Friday on the DJV program. Many of you hear that program on the same station to carry the countdown. So we have a number of trending items that Jay Kirshner pays attention to on our DJV social media, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, whatever it is. So you asked a question online, Jay, is it rude to ask somebody if they've been vaccinated? What sort of listener response you get to that?
It was pretty much across the board. Some people were saying, yeah, it's absolutely rude. Other people were like, I don't care either which way. Peggy Lou McGowan said, I could care less. I'm not getting the vaccine. Helen Bisham says is absolutely rude. Sean Watson brings up vaccine shedding and says, yes, you should be able to ask people because
what does that mean, vaccine
it.
Shedding? What does that mean?
When it, well, is it, hasn't it been proven that this vaccine doesn't have the vaccine shedding? It's when somebody gets a vaccine and some of their symptoms are contagious. Or the side effects?
You mean like what the Yankees experienced this week?
No, that was getting COVID, after
COVID.
Being in. Yeah.
All right, so explain. Somebody help me understand what happened with the Yankees. They had all the members of the team were vaccinated, yet 8 members of the team are testing positive.
Because
well, I don't get that.
They all got J&J, and you can still get COVID if you have a vaccine, and, you know, J&J has a lower.
Is it J&J, though? Is it that?
They all
stay
got,
away from J&J.
Well, no, it's not that. It's only 1 of the 8 had any symptoms at all. So you can still get the virus if you've had a vaccine. You just won't get sick from it and you won't die from it. That's the point of getting vaccinated. So you can still
get
the flu.
Most people don't think that. Most people.
Well, but
don't
that's science. That's the truth. That's just how it is.
I understand that, but most people do not think. They think when they get the shots, they will not get.
Well, you may not know. Look, the bottom line is 7 of the 8 Yankees never would have known they even had COVID if they didn't have to be tested all the time. So some people will get COVID and not even know they have it. And if you're not getting tested, because why would you really, unless you're flying somewhere? So, you know, that's going to happen. But their 7 of the 8 had no symptoms at all. The problem, though, is that they only got J&J about 2 weeks ago. And J&J has now updated that guidance that you need a full month after your J&J one dose shot, you need a full month to build up full immunity. So if you've only had 2 weeks, which the Yankees had, then, you know, it's possible that you're going to get COVID.
All right. So meanwhile, Anthony Anderson from Black-ish and To Tell the Truth says you can trust the vaccine. That's good to know. Next up on the question board, Jay, at what age is it appropriate for a child to be on social media? I thought the question was going to be, at what age is it appropriate for a child to get a shot? Or maybe we take a shot at both of those. Anyway,
with Facebook wanting to start an Instagram that is garnered towards the 13 and under users. Yeah. Mickey Malcontin says 18 at least. I don't care if you think your child is mature enough to handle it. They aren't. I totally agree. Johnny Powell says no child under 18 as well. Diana Julian points out that kids lie about their age just to get on social media. So there needs to be stipulations to prove their age. I actually was kicked off of TikTok. My original account was permanently banned because my nieces would post a lot and TikTok thought that I
thought you were at least 18.
Yeah, but TikTok 18. Thought I was an under 13 user and deactivated and banned my account. I'm like, I'm 37.
Those face creams are working.
Yeah, they're so working.
Uh-huh. Another question we posted on our social media this week, focusing on mental health, treating it with psychedelic drugs. This was a very interesting conversation. So where do we go with this?
Joanne Jackson says, living with someone who struggles with bipolar disorder and depression, I'm for anything that will help calm the rages and mania. Mm-hmm. Jeremy Wood thinks it's a great idea. Jeff Talton says, it's all fun and games until things go bad.
What does that mean?
I think it's a joke referencing a bad trip, but in the medical sense, you have people around you.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's some good input there. Thank you very much. You can always find us at DJV Show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.com/DJV Show. 28M.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden tried to ease worries after the cyber attack on a major fuel line owned by Colonial Pipeline. The breach shut the line down for several days and triggered a run on gasoline.
I know seeing lines at the pumps or gas stations with no gas can be extremely stressful, but this is a temporary situation. Do not get more gas than you need in the next few days.
GasBuddy.com is reporting nearly 70% of North Carolina's stations were without gas, and 73% were out in Washington, D.C. The White House is defending the timing of the CDC's decision to relax mask guidelines for vaccinated people. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said they had no role in the decision.
They were determined by, decided by what they were going to be, what the specifics were, but also the timeline by the CDC.
This is USA Radio News. Fighting between Israel and Hamas, the extremist group that controls the Gaza Strip, has been escalating in the past 24 hours. Hamas fired hundreds of rockets into Israel. Israel responded with return fire, saying they're shelling parts of the Gaza Strip. Fighter jets are targeting different positions inside Gaza. The Washington Post reports that Israeli strikes are now targeting rockets as well as banks in Gaza. President Biden says the work to restore peace in the Middle East is a work in progress. The National Terrorism Advisory System is now warning of a very complex and volatile mix of domestic terrorism, groups that are inspired by foreign terrorists. It warns that the groups could exploit the easing of COVID restrictions by targeting public places. The Department of Homeland Security is now working to respond to the threat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, folks. Back to the focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week. Mostly the top 10 stories, but every once in a while there's a little side trip to maybe what we were talking about this time last week, if you will. Jennifer Horn is here,
along with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner.
I'm Doug Steffen. So, the serious side of things, the number four item on the story list this week is Israel and the violence there in the Middle East. I think it's inappropriate to label it Israeli-Palestinian violence because it isn't really the Palestinians who are responsible for what's going on. It's Hamas and now some of the Lebanese factions that are the same. There's really no government, though, in Palestine. Is there? When you get right down to brass tacks, there's no real...
Hamas is supposed to be, it's very similar to Iran, right? Where
yeah.
The leadership of Iran really have nothing to do with the wants and the needs of the
people.
Iranian people.
Right.
Right. It's not quite that extreme. I don't think in Palestine, I think you have a lot of people with pretty strong ideologies, but yeah.
Well, mostly the older people.
Says, yeah, Hamas goes in there and says, well, we're acting on their behalf. Well, are you?
Right.
Because your leader just said you don't care if you spill Arab blood in your, you know, in your pursuit to kill the Jews. I mean, come on.
Well, then anybody who asks, well, where'd you get your money? You don't tax the Palestinians. So where'd you get the money to build these rockets? Where'd that come from? Where'd the rockets come from? And then it's duh. Or then it's finger pointing, and we all know it goes back to Iran and to a lesser extent the Lebanese. So, at any rate, Hezbollah and Hamas, the two real bad guys in this circumstance. And meanwhile, what does it do to Netanyahu's trying to create, he's the one who's responsible, I think there's a lot of brute force being used to try to quell all of this. And this
I would say that this actually strengthens him. I don't know. Well, I don't believe me. I don't know Israeli politics, but I do know that if you are, if I would imagine anyway, just my gut tells me that if you live there and you know Netanyahu's track record and you think, okay, who do I want to defend me against all of these crazy rockets coming into the country? It's probably Netanyahu, but I don't know.
Well, and even Trump had said, you know, if you're in a war, it's not when you change. That's not the time to change your government.
When
you're in the middle of it.
Well, that's why Roosevelt got elected.
More sinister going on there, but
that's the reason that Roosevelt got reelected twice after the fact. When he became the third, had a third term and part of a fourth term, is because of that very thing. You don't want to change leadership in the middle of the war.
Right.
So that's that was the only reason that he stayed in there. All right, next up on this list, or at least I'm looking around here, I think the things that influence most of us, the economy, certainly number six, the unemployment or employment issues that come from people getting easy money from the government, and now jobs are going wanting because, you know, you can go across the country, go to state after state after state. Many states are canceling or are getting in the way of government aid for folks so that people will go back to work because there's such a shortage. And then you couple that with the mass migration or immigration from people coming in here illegally and then wandering around trying to find jobs and actually finding jobs maybe a little more easily than they might have otherwise. There's a sickness here. At least that's the way I read it. It's just sick. The number of what we're paying for people who don't have to work and ought to be working. If you're able-bodied, you shouldn't have any government assistance, period, end of story. But yet, yeah, look at it. It's all over the place. And so what are we... I think that, frankly, gets in the way of the economy growing the way these people think. You know, the economy's pretty hot right now. You can't find housing amounts to anything anywhere. There's shortage. It's just kind of a weird situation, a conundrum of things that have come together as a result of COVID. And then you go back to number seven, which is relationships with China and Russia. And what are we doing forcefully? This is my big question all the time. What are we doing forcefully to deal with China? When it comes to all the people say, well, it's very intricate and you don't understand the how involved we are with them and we can't just pull the plug on all these things. Well, you know what? We were responsible. We, the United States and other countries that have money to spend buying cheap stuff. And so that's we've created a monster. And the monster understands us extraordinarily well, knows how to eat us.
Even when it comes to really un-American ideals like, oh, I don't know, genocide. We don't usually like that as Americans or forget that as the West. I thought it was really telling to see just how much there is a lack of, I don't know, maybe fear from the government standing up to China at this moment. This week, one of the stories, and it kind of went under the radar, I think, maybe unless, you know, a few outlets may have picked it up, but John Kerry gave testimony to Congress this week, and he's the acting, whatever they call him, the climate czar, whatever he's doing about climate change. And so he was being asked about solar, and one of the big problems is that there is a desire for solar in this country. Obviously, progressives are pushing for more solar technology so that you can cut down on gasoline and energy and all that stuff. So the Uyghur Muslims that are being put into concentration camps are primarily the people who are building most of the solar. They are doing the mining that gets that starts this together. They put together the whole process. And so he was asked, and I don't even remember by who, can the administration guarantee that we are going to not support Uyghur Muslims being used as slave labor in the creation of solar panels? And he wouldn't answer. I mean, this has got to be the biggest... When we're dealing with China, this is an easy one, because I don't think there's anyone who defends the fact that they're putting these Muslims into camps and work camps and many times doing test sterilization. I mean, all kinds of stuff. They end up dead or just like worked to death, essentially. And nobody's really standing up.
The problem, though, but
that's
the easiest
place to start.
Yeah, that issue made headlines in the tech world this week as well, because there are a lot of, you know, watchdog groups out there and doing complete, you know, end-to-end sourcing of different products and things, and they went after, you would be shocked at the number of companies that they went after. Apple, who has a very strong stance against using any products that, you know, that are anti-humanitarian and obviously anything that, you know, came from the Uyghur concentration camps and things like that. And it's become such a big thing that you can buy the end-on-end supply chain where you think you're doing your due diligence, and a lot of these companies have, and yet it's still you still find out that there was something there that, you know, from at one point or another in that supply chain, it touched on the Uyghurs.
Yeah,
I think that's probably why he didn't. I'm guessing it's probably why he didn't answer the question, because it has become, I mean, it was a big deal in tech this week, and so I'm assuming he probably knew that, because I don't even know how you can guarantee that. Apple has been saying for years
start making
that
him
they
here.
Guaranteed that.
Create American jobs. Start making them here.
But I understand that, and that is obviously the main goal, but part of the alloys that are mined are in China, and that's
right.
Part of the problem. That's a big part of the problem.
Well, we have alloys.
The ultimate sanction, however, is not supporting that kind of treatment of people, and I think that would be.
I would be 100%
really
behind that. Yeah.
But, there's another. When you talk about some of the things that are only available in China, excuse me, there are things that are only available in America. That we ought to put, especially when it comes to trading with the Chinese, put it on hold or say, you know, until you do this. But we don't do that.
Well, the problem
though, really
is Trump did try to do that, though. He we went back and forth with soybeans and corn and all the stuff that China does buy from us. And then it just became, you know, the farmers lost out. It's not an easy, and I gave Trump credit for trying to do that. It's not an easy thing to, those are not easy waters
to navigate. We've dug ourselves a hole.
Yeah,
for
50 years. It's 40 or 50
years. It's
going
to be painful for Americans in the short term, and this is something I said when Trump was president. It's going to be painful, but we have to look at what's right. What is right, and what is ultimately going to be the end goal? Because temporary comfort now for farmers may seem like the ultimate goal, but when we're all speaking Chinese in 25 years, is that really going to be the best place for us? Probably not.
So speaking of things that are good for us, I noticed that Chick-fil-A, as a countdown extra, had a problem this week with their sauce. There's a shortage. My God, can you imagine? How can the country continue?
Seriously,
without,
though? Like, there are people throwing things
around
right now.
Yeah.
Because you don't mess with Chick-fil-A in this country.
Yeah.
And those sauces are like gold. They're little pots of gold. So, yeah, I think there are going to be a lot of unhappy customers.
Mm-hmm. And one of the names that was on the people this last week was Elon Musk, because he was on SNL. One of the interesting side effects of on Monday and Tuesday, a lot of people were talking about him being on SNL and how good a performance it was. Apparently, the person in his life is a woman named Grimes. Is that right?
She's a singer, artist from Canada. Yeah,
right.
She's his baby mama, current baby mama.
So explain that, would you please?
It's his girlfriend, and they have a baby.
They have a baby. Is she younger than he is by a long shot?
Yeah.
Okay. 10 or 11 years, maybe.
Really?
She's what, 30, 31?
How old is he, 50? I don't know. Anyway,
he's in his 50s. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so she was hospitalized because she had a panic attack.
After SNL,
right.
That was wild. No one really knew. She played in one of the sketches, and she was funny, and she was there with him at the end, and he thanked her when, you know, everyone gets together. And they went to the after party where Lorne Michaels was there and Chris Rock and a whole bunch of famous people. And I guess something happened, and it just triggered a panic attack, and she ended up in the hospital.
Kind of weird. Yeah. All right, so that's our version of the Countdown Extra. In a manner of speaking, as we continue, let's talk about the economy, number 6 this week. I want to add a few more comments to that after this. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a story list from Talkers Magazine for this past week, the week of May 10th to the 14th. Number 10, the situation in California with the politics of the governor being recalled and him trying to buy votes with this sudden surge in excess money. So we're going to give everybody $600 Right. Number 9, race relations, police reform, and the latest incident in San Diego of two policemen beating to a bloody pulp a vagrant who was on the street taking a urine break. Immigration policy and reform, number 8. Our relationship with China and Russia, number 7. The economy is number 6. The House Oversight Committee hearings, that's number 5. Number 4 is what's going on in Israel and the Middle East. The Colonial Pipeline hack is number 3. Liz Cheney and the GOP, number 2. And number 1, COVID. You might have expected that, right? That's it. That's the list from Talkers this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV while you're there. Take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with a promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. From the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the People List, as produced by Talkers Magazine. You find it at Talkers.com. We also find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. Number 10 still has Bill and Melinda Gates in our purview. Gavin Newsom, the useless governor of California, is number 9. Bad Vlad and the premier of China at sort of twins together at 8. Joe Manchin is 7. Dr. Fauci is 6. Elise Stefanik is number 5. Trump is 4. Kevin McCarthy is 3. Liz Cheney and the reality of what went on with her, I don't think you can count her out. She's not going away. And, well, she shouldn't, in my opinion. That she's number 2 anyway. And number 1 on the list is the President of the United States, Joe Biden. You know, I think it's interesting. Very rarely does Kamala Harris come up on the People List, and I think maybe that indicates what she's all about. That's just my theory anyway. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, on the Talk Radio Countdown. All right, so the economy this week is number 6. I mentioned some of the things about jobs and the employment issues that come from giving people money for not doing anything. One of the most significant things that seems to be happening with the pandemic money is paying off credit card debt. Did you see this? How much the credit card debt has gone down since the beginning of the year? Very much, very significantly. And so the banks are trying to figure out what this paradigm is. And of course, their response to it is to charge more interest instead of 27%. How many of you got notice from either American Express or Citibank or whomever this week that your interest rate has gone from 26.7% or whatever it was up to 29.3%? And that's a direct result of people paying off their credit card and the banks making less money. I mean, if there's anything more outrageous than that, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, good God. And then people are using debit cards more than credit cards, which is probably a good thing, right? So that means people have got more money, whether it's the government, it's got to be the government money for the most part, right?
Or people who aren't making mortgage payments are using debit cards to buy groceries. So if you're not making a mortgage payment or if you're not paying your rent, whatever money you do have from unemployment or pandemic insurance, or just the money that you would have paid your rent or mortgage with, you're using your debit card to buy groceries and supplies and things like that.
So the credit card balances in the last quarter shrunk by almost $50 billion.
There's also less to do. I mean, what do people put on credit cards? Vacations.
Mm-hmm. You can't go out to restaurants.
You're a little afraid to spend a lot of money because of this. So, anyone who's anti-credit card and doesn't want to incur any debt, they just want to spend the money they know they have. Because I'm in that party where I only use debit cards.
New American way. We always have spent what we didn't have. And when you get right down to it, that's not American of you.
That's what I've always done.
Jay, what an outrage. All right, there it is. Our thoughts on many of the things that are in the list. The story list from Talkers on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug here at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
End of the week brings us a review of the top 5 items in the world of technology, which is part of...
All right, so we've got the top 5 stories in technology in the world of tech from this week. And there were some heavy hitters mentioned. So at number 5, Starbucks is weighing the option of quitting Facebook over hateful comments. And so they're reportedly weighing whether or not to leave Facebook completely and forever over a slew of hateful comments that they've gotten in response to posts on their platform. BuzzFeed obtained an internal Facebook discussion in which employees wrote that Starbucks may take down its Facebook page, which has more than 36 million followers, by the way, because the company is so frustrated by the negative comments they get when they post with regards to social issues or their mission and values at work, whether it's Black Lives Matter or LGBTQ or sustainability, climate change. They get overwhelmed by negative and insensitive hate speech. So Starbucks has struggled to moderate these responses, and their posts are now just, they're unable to disable their comments on the page, which makes it really hard to hide any of this negativity. So if Starbucks pulls their Facebook page, That's, I mean, they're a $135 billion company. They'd be among the largest companies to ever leave Facebook, and Starbucks would be among the biggest, including SpaceX and Tesla, which Elon Musk removed from both of his companies from Facebook in 2018. So the companies have kept their Instagram accounts active, which is still owned by Facebook, but they never went back to the platform. So we'll see what happens with Starbucks.
All right, number four is a focus on Uber and Lyft and how they're going to help the COVID vaccine effort.
The Biden administration has reached agreements with Uber and Lyft to offer free rides to get a vaccination through July 4th. The free rides will start in the next 2 weeks. This is part of the administration's push to get at least one shot in 70% of U.S. adults by July 4th. A new feature in the app will allow users to select a vaccination site near them. They follow some directions, and they redeem their ride. All you have to do is tip your driver. And Lyft and Uber are not being paid by the federal government for these rides. This is really just a lot of good PR, but the Biden administration is sharing data on 80,000 vaccination sites, so you should really be able to find something very close to where you live. I know in the past that has been an obstacle for a lot of Americans because vaccination sites have been too far away, and if you're limited with your transportation, then that's been, you know, something holding people back. And hopefully between Uber and Lyft together, this won't be an issue anymore.
All right, number three is an approval of those home COVID tests.
Yeah, the CDC's latest travel update states that international air passengers traveling to and from the U.S. can now use a self-test, which is sometimes referred to as a home test. This makes life a lot easier. You don't need a prescription. You don't have to go anywhere. There's one that's being touted as probably the most comprehensive and easiest to use. It's called Binex Now. It's a COVID-19 home test. It's one of the few on the market with FDA emergency use authorization. Doesn't require you shipping a sample to a lab. You do it right at home on a telehealth video call. It only takes 10 minutes or so, and the results pop up on the reader, kind of like a pregnancy test. And it's $150 for a pack of six tests, so you can do the whole family. And it can be used for children as young as two when the sample is collected by an adult. Everything gets monitored by the healthcare professional on the other end of the call. And then once you prove that your results are negative, it automatically gets uploaded onto an app. And right now, United Airlines is using it. If you want to use a different test, there's one from Let's Get Checked, and American Airlines is using that one. And oddly, it's $109 if you buy it yourself, but if you buy it through American Airlines, it's $120. So,
rare American Airlines.
Very
nothing
American
special
Airlines.
In the air. Okay, number two, yep. Attorneys General after Zuckerberg.
Yeah, more than 40 attorneys general are calling on Facebook to abandon their plans to make an Instagram for kids under the age of 13. That one sentence alone should be all you need to say to convince anyone that this is a terrible idea. Facebook says, well, you know, kids are already on the internet. This way the parents will have more control. But on Instagram, you have to be 13 or over to use it, but they don't verify anything as it is. So it's kind of a mess. It's a terrible idea. I hope they don't move forward.
Number one, the FBI after the Russians.
Yeah, the FBI confirmed this week that the ransomware gang accused of crippling the Colonial Pipeline is a Russian hacking group called DarkSide. We've heard about them before. This is the biggest takedown that they've ever had. And it turns out Colonial Pipeline paid the ransom of $5 million to get their system back online. But they ended up kind of using their own backups and really paid $5 million for nothing. So it was a big old waste of time and money, and now everyone has more expensive
gas. Not for the hackers.
Yep.
Wasn't a bad day for the hackers. Okay, no. There they are. Top five tech stories of the week. Thanks, Victoria. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.